Good evening and happy Sunday to my fellow listeners. I know it's been a very long time since I've made an episode, but when I first started this wasn't something that I thought I would be doing on a regular basis, and it was really just a way for me to find an output on the thoughts and the things I had going on in my life. But now I think that it is very much important that I not only do this on a regular basis, but I also put my all into it, because at the time I didn't know, but there are a lot of people out here who don't have everything that they need to live. Not just succeed at life or prosper or make all the money, but there are a lot of people out here who don't have just the necessary tools to survive mentally, physically, emotionally. And like when I first thought about it, I was like, how could people be struggling? And it's like, this is all we got is our lives. But we got two separate lives now. You got the life that you have, and then you got the life on the internet, your social media. And I feel like we use that for validation in our regular lives. Actually, I know it. I don't even feel it. And I say that because, like, people, you can look at a person. 9 times out of 10, they're going to tell you, hey, I got this or I got that. And sometimes it'd be bragging, but other times it's just letting you know, like filling you in. But social media takes that aspect away from us, though. I mean, there are even times where we're stuck on just what we solely have on the internet. You could be mad, upset because your picture isn't getting likes, or your TikTok ain't getting the reshares and the followers that you thought it would. Your business plan that you put out there, that you have asked in the first place, it didn't bring the numbers you wanted. But we go to the internet, to the Facebooks, to Instagrams, the YouTubes, the TikToks, the Twitter. We go to these for validation in our daily lives. Oh, I got a haircut. I think I look good. Let me post it. But if your haircut only get 10, 15 likes, and you're used to getting 50, hundreds of likes, you're going to feel a certain type of way. And I'm not bashing people because I feel a certain type of way. This ain't about bashing. This is about calling the problems out so we can address them and figure out where we go from here. You see, it's been too many times that like we let the internet control the narratives, control what's said, control how things are said. We have a whole culture dedicated around this internet of people we'll never meet. People we will never talk to face to face a day in our lives, but they can take us out of our ways. You post something on Twitter and your page is public, anybody can see it. Everybody calling out your flaws or what you did wrong. An opinion isn't an opinion anymore. And that's the worst part about the whole internet. This is supposed to be a place for free education, for a free sensor to learn. Everything is on the internet. But we tend to only focus on opinions of others and of ourselves. Oh, I think green is better than blue. Oh, but blue is a primary color and green comes from blue and this, that, and other, all this stuff. Like, this is unnecessary jargon arguments that we have with each other on a daily basis. I know a lot of people have iPhones and a lot of people have Androids, but check your screen time on how much time you actually spend on the apps that you are on, social media and entertainment. Just look that number up. And I was having a conversation the other day with a friend of mine, and we were talking about how evolved we've come as a people. And yes, I will say, mentally speaking only, I do believe that we are the best mentally wise, because we can hold and garner way more information than our past lives, past ancestors, anything, because we have it at our fingertips. So, and our whole life has been nothing but retaining information and spitting it out again. So I do believe that we have a lane, like I do believe we're ahead mentally. But physically, no. Emotionally, no. Anybody ask, oh, why not emotionally and science and psychiatrics and everything else? But how can we evolve mentally when our mentals is just stuck in a cascade of something that isn't real? In a metaverse. Our lives are so connected to technology right now that if an EMF or if the sun just had a solar flare, the world wouldn't end. But I bet you for about a week that it would feel like it. And that ain't including just all the people who will be just absolutely fucked because they don't have the proper tools to take care of themselves. And that's mostly all of us. That's the most astonishing thing about it. The internet is our second life. They give us the metaverse. Oh, go buy land in the metaverse. Go do this, another. Go do this. But you can't hunt your own food. You can't cultivate. You can't grow your own food. Not most people. Hell, not even me. So, in the midst of something happening, who's to say that that something won't end us all? And would it be the internet's fault because we rely so heavily on it? No, it won't. It's our fault. Because we don't take the proper time. Everything that has come, everything that we make, has never been about maintaining. Nothing. Not the gigantic skyscrapers, not the big ass cities, not all the data centers, not none of it. These things weren't meant to be maintained. In 200, 300 years, who's to say they'd even be there anymore? But the internet, it's not our enemy. Don't get it misconstrued. It's not our enemy. But it's our addiction. And that's worse. Because see, your enemy will kill you and just let you bleed out. Your addiction is going to keep telling you you okay until you're dead. Our brains have been rewired to feel a certain type of way about a like, about a comment, about a share. We use those for validation. Everybody is supposed to have opinions. This is the land of the free. But you can't have an opinion no more on the internet without it being validated for one, or criticized by everybody else. But this is the land of the free. And you mean to tell me that mentally and emotionally, we are on a decline. We're on a decline. Don't even get me started on the physical. Just mentally and emotionally, we're on a decline. But we can make so many advances in technology, in life. But the necessary things that we need we aren't given. They are nowhere to be found. You may ask, what are those? Well, society itself ain't needed. And some people may cast me out, hate me, this and another, all this stuff, but society itself was just built a few hundred years ago. And yeah, don't get me wrong, it was societies in America and they came over here and they did everything they did. But I mean, man, I bleed and I'm gonna die one day. How can I own land? How can I own anything that ain't on this body? And it was all given to me. That's what we forgot. And the internet doesn't help it that at all. It's just the fact that we see it and we gotta have it. They literally changed our minds. We've been programmed to think the way we think, to act the way we act, to do the things we do. It's all propaganda. None of this is unintentional. Down to the clothes you put on. Because, see, if everything just went off on functionality, it would be different. The internet could be for your relatives across the country, or for you to learn where you come from, or to learn actual facts. But I cannot open up a social media app without somebody spouting about not even a Wikipedia article, but just a random article on Google. Oh, this real, this happened. Let me tell you about some messed up history, messed up facts, or this, that, and the other. All of this misinformation constantly being touted in my face. I'm tired of it. I'm sick of it. And if I didn't use social media for my platforms, I would not be on it. Oh, I just took a shit. Who gives a fuck? But that's how our minds are wired now. You go buy something or go do something, it ain't even, you trying to flex. You not trying to show people who love and care about you, because if you did, you call them, you text them. I don't want to hear all this easier to post online. I don't, because if it's easier to post it online, which it ain't, everybody would do it. See, the thing that they don't tell you about the internet is that it's about a 95% chance that it's going to be there forever. In our case, it's up forever. 95%. So that means all you young cats out there smoking, drinking, selling yourself, doing all this stuff on social media, it'll be there when you have kids and it's time for you, when you elevate in life or you want something, it'll still be there. All those young ladies and young men on OnlyFans, on Instagram and Twitter, more power to you, make your money. But that's a permanent mark you left. And even after you delete your account, somebody still got screenshots. Somebody still got you in your private. And you paid for it. I mean, they paid you for it, but is that what you want out of life? This thing is supposed to be so intimate, like, to us, and it's just taken for granted all the way around. All the way. And like, it's a lot of people like asking like how or why. But the truth is, we did this 20 years ago, poverty was the biggest thing on the internet. You know how they said we'll combat that? By giving you everything you want and charge you a monthly price for. They did that with music. They did that with television and movies. Hell, they've been doing it with school now. Apps, everything. 10, 15 years ago, you paid for something, you basically got it. You ain't paying for nothing else. But now it's a money game. That's with everything. Because I solely do believe that if the internet wasn't focused on money, boy, would I tell you, we'd be so farther than we are. We count on AI for everything right now, but we could be AI. Had not the internet just been a monetization business, we could be AI. We could cure cancer, could have food on every block, housing for everybody. Hell, we'd be in space, probably at the bottom of the ocean by now. But that ain't people's concerns. People don't care about where they come from or this and other. They care about now, and they want it now. Oh, I see this purse. I see this bag. I see this video game. I see this phone. I'm getting it. No questions asked. I don't give a damn how many people in China had to put it together or how many children in Africa and men and women had to slave in lithium mines and all other types of mines to get this. I don't care. It's in front of me right now. Like I said, there ain't no blame in the internet because this is on us. We let this happen. But now it's like, what are we going to do to fix it? Because I can tell you from my point of view, first of all, I am talking about it, having open discussions with people on it. That's number one. But I know for me personally, there are ways and avenues that you can get around just using what everybody else uses. Say, for example, you like shopping online. There are a lot of other resources. Not saying that you got to go into your mom and pop stores or this and other, but there are a lot of other resources for shopping online, for getting stuff out that aren't as bad as the options that are currently available to us. We have companies out here who are actually doing the right thing, who are putting their money where their mouth is, and who are actually trying to make a change. But even still, you're selling a product. It's like the biggest companies in the world are the most ambiguous motherfuckers out there. Period. And I don't love them on social media. Shit, half of them own the social media we own. But it's like the internet was never, ever supposed to be what it is right now. Porn is killing us. Fucking social media is killing us. Banks and all these currencies are killing us. Fake news is killing us. We desensitized the fuck out of everything. Why do you think when you look on a movie 10, 15 years ago, it would be classified as a horror movie or a C or D list movie if it was as much killing and sex in the movies that we had back then as they are today? And it's because we demoralize ourselves every day. Every day. Ain't no way in hell. Ain't no way in hell there should be a TV show about the devil in God's land. I don't care who, how you take it. That's evil. Maybe you don't believe in God. Maybe you don't believe in a lot of things. But you ain't gonna tell me that it ain't good and bad out here. You not gonna tell me it ain't. And in saying that, we on the bad side, but we call ourselves the good guys. We promote all of this stuff That one ain't getting us nowhere. This is we gonna put some money in your pocket, yo. But up here, mentally, you losing it. Fading away slowly. Your brain learning all of it. Fading away slowly. And now, you're addicted to the life. Gotta have it now. Right now. Oh, you can't make enough money. I want to make enough money that I can hoard money my entire life. Sit on the shit. And when I die, my kids or grandkids will still be able to sit on that shit and I will be fine. Dead riding a skeleton in my casket. That's our lifestyles. That's what we preach to each other. Money. Lust. Hunger. All these things. Yeah, it's partially because I don't watch TV as much as I used to. But I remember those videos on the little African children and the developed nations. I remember those. You don't see those no more. Because everybody got social media now. And it was a lot back then. But just think about, because it partially was a lot. It was a lot because they weren't giving them the money and they were doing other things and stuff with the money that they were getting. But think about all the children who don't have access to clean water in America, not in Africa, not in Europe, nowhere else, in America. Think about all the kids that don't have access to healthcare, to food. Not fuck McDonald's and Wendy's and Taco Bell and all that fast food. I'm talking about food. Something nourishing for your soul, good for your body. It's too many. And for us to be the nation that we are, to try to help everybody else with their problems, to try to do this, it is too many. So, do I blame this on us being capitalists? Partially. But it's really because nobody gives a fuck. They say they do. They throw some money in your face. But I ain't listening. I don't want to hear it. Because if somebody actually cared, somebody gave a fuck, a lot of issues that we still going through to this day would not be the same, would not be the issues. But see, it's okay to be mediocre when that's all there is mediocrity. That's all we are in this land of the free and home of the brave. That's all. Now, let's go back a little bit to our addiction with the internet and someone knew that if I want to make an egregious amount of fucking money, that if I want to change the way people view things, I'm going to have to put it online. Someone knew what propaganda would do. I don't point fingers no more. Simply because pointing fingers don't solve problems. And am I absolved from it just because I counted out and I'm still doing it too? That's why I don't point fingers. So there's no blame. There's blame to be taken. Don't get me wrong. But you don't need to start blaming people first. You gotta try to make a change. You gotta be the change. You know, I said all this stuff. But y'all ain't took nothing with y'all. I just hope that you see, like, this internet thing, stop using it for validation. Because it will never validate you. Only you can do that. We look for answers in places that we will never get answers from. And things that will never give an answer to us. When it's right here in our minds and our hearts. That's what I really want you to take with you today. Whatever opinion, whatever you're doing, keep going. Don't look to social media for, this and I'm doing this and I don't know, because it's not real. Do me a favor. Tell somebody you love them. Actually listen to how somebody's day is. Actually conversate with someone. Not online. Not behind the screen. Do it on the phone. Hell. Even a little small conversation with the guy at the store. But have a real conversation with a real person. Go out. Touch some tangible shit. Go breathe fresh air. Not in the metaverse. Don't go in your condo and do all this in the metaverse. Go out. Even if you can't, just sit in your yard or your balcony and just take in that air. Take you some deep breaths. Go drink you some water. Because guess what? The air you're breathing in is the air that's been passing through folks' lungs since the beginning of time. The water you drinking, hell, probably some of Abraham's Lincoln drunk. Probably drunk same. I ain't gonna say LeBron. This is too recent. It's gotta have somebody in between. But I'm pretty sure y'all get the point. Go breathe. Go ground yourself. Take off your shoes. Take off your socks. Take off your sandals. Go put your feet in the grass. Not the concrete. The grass. Some dirt. Go connect with the earth. Go pray. Go meditate. Get the fuck offline. I'm kidding, but use it for learning. Use it. It's all right to be entertained. Anybody ever say this? It's not good, but we gotta find a balance. Not just going to work all day and being on your phone all day, then coming home and being entertained from TV and your phone. That's not life. And I don't have the definition for life, but I'm 100% sure that's not it. Go look up how to farm. If you don't use YouTube, if you don't use TikTok or any of these things, like, learn from it. Build from it. Create some content, hell. But don't just be blindly amused by entertainment and fake news and fact and stuff that isn't real. Because when I tell you, like, today I just had this urge over me, and I'm on Instagram. I'm looking at this post and, like, I'm trying my best not to comment on it because I already had one interaction this week, and that's another reason why I had to make this for my sanity. But I'm not validating your opinions, baby. I don't care. And I don't need you to validate mine either, darling, at all. Go fuck yourself. Said what I said. If you don't like it, okay, cool, no problem with it, but go like it somewhere else. That's the another thing that I need y'all to take with y'all. If you don't like something, don't comment on it. If you don't like something and it ain't in your face and it's online, turn the shit off. If it's on your TV, turn the shit off. Don't let it spoil you, because it's all it's doing. You don't have to comment on everything you don't like. Just take it away from you. Simple as that. People complain about Lil Nas and the LGBTQ community. And to be quite frank with you, I have nothing against them at all. But as a heterosexual man that comes from a impoverished community, an impoverished black community, the hood, it wasn't cool. But guess what? I don't care. You're gonna love who you're gonna love. Do what you do. Like, what it got to do with me? But if I, and even if I didn't accept it, I still accept it because it ain't me. And I don't have to comment on it. Guess what I could just do? Not be around it. And it's not just, it's not that. I don't have a problem with the LGBTQ community at all. But race, religion, anything, get the fuck away from it. Why are you around it? Why are you commenting on it? If you don't like it, you never gonna like it. Though I'm not finna debate with you on it or try to change your mind. The last time somebody tried to change somebody's mind on religion, we got the motherfucking crusades and seen how that went. So, no, like, what the fuck is wrong with just living? Living for you, not for social media, not for society, but for you. Whatever that may be. That's why I said go find yourself. Go love on yourself. Love on somebody else. Because this internet ain't doing nothing, but it's creating a hive mind. And it ain't even fucking conscious. It's just a hive mind of people who think that we all got to be the same and like the same stuff and do the same shit. No. No, it's not life. But in closing, I just like to end with saying, like, the internet ain't to blame for all the shit that we've done to ourselves and the stuff we still doing. But you can use it to change your life today for the better. Instead of looking up the next reality show or fight or some porn, or look for some help. And you know what it look like. Ask Google. Ask Bing, ask Alexa, ask Siri, ask any of them. And keep reading, keep looking. You'll find what you're looking for. But this internet is going to be the death of us. It already is. That's all I really have for today. Thank y'all for listening. And if you didn't make it through, maybe another day. But thanks for listening.